This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, February 20th. The US says it won't support a UN vote calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, and instead it's created its own proposal. The UN Security Council will vote on an Algerian resolution this morning that calls for all fighting in the Strip to stop right now. But the US has already said it would veto it and put forward its own draft that calls for a temporary ceasefire, quote, as soon as practical. It also warns against Israel pushing its military campaign into the border city of Rafah, Gaza's last refuge for roughly 1.5 million Palestinians who've been forced to flee their homes because of the fighting. Many have come from places like central Gaza, where this man described the desperate search for survivors after airstrikes hit a house on Sunday.
We could only pull two alive from under the rubble, and the rest are all missing. We don't see safety in a mosque or in an UNRWA school or in a hospital. The word safety is not something that exists anymore. They evacuated us from place to place claiming it's safe. There is nowhere safe.
Part of Los Angeles could see record rainfall today as flood alerts continue across almost all of California. Downtown LA could potentially see its wettest February ever recorded and only needs 3 more inches to break that record, which is the maximum forecast for today. The city says emergency crews are ready to respond in case of power outages, mud flows, and blocked roadways. Santa Barbara Airport says it will stay closed until flooding on the tarmac eases, while several roads across the state are shut down. It's been an extremely wet start to 2024 for California, and some areas are still recovering from storms that hit the state in the past few months. In San Diego, FEMA just issued a major disaster declaration for a January storm, which will unlock more federal funding for residents and families still reeling from its impacts. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing mounting criticism for not acting quickly on aid for Ukraine.
The slaughter that's happening in Ukraine today, the extent to which the Ukrainians are on the front lines in this battle for freedom, and history will look back at this moment and ask, what did Mike Johnson do?
That was former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney telling CNN that Johnson has the power to call a vote anytime on an aid bill that's already passed the Senate. Yesterday, President Joe Biden said he's willing to meet with Johnson, but said Republicans were making a, quote, big mistake not responding to Russia. CNN's Alette Sines has more.
The president is trying to use this moment to really ramp up the pressure on House Republicans. He criticized them for taking a 2-week break without getting this additional aid for Ukraine passed. This all comes after the Biden administration warned for months that Ukrainian soldiers would be hampered on the battlefield if they did not receive this additional military assistance.
Two of the largest credit card companies in the U.S. are merging. Capital One says it's buying Discover in an acquisition worth more than $35 billion that will give the bank a major leg up in the market. It will give Capital One access to Discover's credit card network and could give the bank an edge over competitors like JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, which can't process transactions themselves. The deal is expected to close later this year or early 2025. Coming up, the FBI has seized a ransomware site on the dark web. The FBI, along with other international law enforcement agencies, have seized a site on the dark web used by the world's most prolific ransomware gang. It's a blow, at least in the short term, to the group known as Lockbit, which has been a menace to organizations all over the world, including healthcare providers in the US. This operation is the latest move in a multi-year struggle between law enforcement and ransomware gangs, which are often based in Eastern Europe and Russia. Crypto tracking firm Chainalysis estimates that cybercriminals extorted a record $1.1 billion last year from victim organizations around the world. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.